11-year-old Maddie Stepanek of suburban Washington has become a celebrity. For weeks, he's been on the road promoting his two new books of poetry. He's done Oprah, been on the New York Times bestseller list, and had his picture in the papers. Through it all, he's continued to take it in stride. NPR's Duati Saikautal reports.
Maddie is a skinny, blonde-haired boy with oversized glasses. He loves pizza and morning cartoons. His room is overcrowded with stuffed animals and rock collections. There's also a hospital bed. Maddie has a very rare form of muscular dystrophy. His two brothers and a sister have died of it. Confined to a wheelchair and dependent on a ventilator for oxygen, Maddie has a lot of time for quiet reflection.
I have been writing poetry, and some poems I struggle over, but they came to be very, very good ones, like my Vietnam War Memorial poem. Started out, it was hard to write, and I was having a whole lot of trouble with it, but then when I got the grasp on it, it's now a lot of people really like it as a favorite.
This is Vietnam War Memorial.
A wall gives structure. It can divide and block. It can support and fortify. It is a place to display photos, writings, awards, and memories. But this is the wall that gives structure to the insane losses of a war, the wall that represents a nation divided and blocked.
Through writings such as this, Maddie says he hopes to become a peacemaker, like his greatest hero, former President Jimmy Carter.
Even, you know, a child who lives 10 or 11 years can have an enormous impact, and I think Maddie is one of those special people.
The 39th president first talked to Maddie over the phone this summer in the ICU at Children's Medical Center. A hospital worker arranged the call because she knew that speaking to President Carter was one of Maddie's last wishes.
He's shown a degree of maturity that is extraordinary. And he's not only been, you know, able to assuage his own fear and concern and disappointment, but he's also been able to impart to others that level of confidence and excitement about life that is a precious possession for anyone.
Over the summer, Maddie spent time at a muscular dystrophy camp. Maddie also hung out with a few firemen from the New York Fire Department. Some of the more than 300 firefighters who died in the terror attacks, Maddie calls his friends. On September 11th, after not being able to sleep, he put his fears on paper and wrote this poem called 911-2001.
It was a dark day in America. There was no amazing grace. Freedom did not ring. Tragedy attacked sky high. Fiery terror reigned. Structures collapsed, red with blood, white with ash, and out of the sky blue. As children trust elders, citizens find faith in leaders, but all were blinded, shocked by the blasts, undefiable outrage, undeniable outpouring of support, even prayer, or at least moments of silence.
Though Maddie is receiving national media attention for his poetry, he says he doesn't want people to make a big deal out of it. Through his writings, Maddie says he hopes people will find peace in themselves. Maddie's latest book is called Journey Through Heart Songs. For NPR News, I'm Duahli Saikautal in Washington.